So I've noticed something that blows my mind recently. It's probably been around for a while, but I tend to filter out things that I see as worthless. But it's just really been in my face lately. And it's this bro feminism nonsense. It's like the expanded version of the friend zone for guys who are stupid enough to think sucking up to feminists is going to get them dates or something. It's right up there with guys who simp, air quotes, simp, and think that that's going to get them somewhere where these girls are simping over. I actually really kind of hate that term, but I couldn't think of a better example. So let's really step in it big today and talk about gender equality. Let's get into it. Here's the million-dollar question. How do men like us reach our full potential, grow into the men we dream of being, while taking care of our responsibilities, working, being good husbands, fathers, and still take care of ourselves? Well, that's the big question. In this podcast, we'll help you answer those questions and more. My name is Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast. Now, fair warning for my normal listeners, today is going to be a little bit different format of a show because, you know what, after 4.5 seasons, it just had to come out. So let's start with the boring facts. Now, stay with me. We're going to hit a little history here, but sometimes you got to start at the basic with a clear understanding before you can really deal with something. So the definition of feminism is, feminism holds the position that societies prioritize the male point of view and that women are treated unjustly in these societies. Pull that off of Wikipedia. You can go find it yourself. Now, scholars generally accept that there have been three waves, air quotes, of feminism is how they define it. And some argue that there's a fourth that started around 2012. We see the radical feminist movement, the down with the patriarchy chicks coming out as a group in the third wave of the feminist movement. Now, we generally attribute women's suffrage or the right to vote to the first wave of feminism, even though as many men won the right to vote that day as women. But, you know, it was just the women. Now, I'm not going to take away women's suffrage movement that helped contribute to that day. I'm just saying they're not the only ones who got the vote. Just as many men could not vote at the time. In 1963, Betty Friedan's book, The Feminist Mystique, is widely credited with sparking the beginning of the second wave of feminism in the United States. And within 10 years of that book, women made up over half the first world workforce. Now, that had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that the U.S. had been in the middle of the Vietnam conflict for those entire 10 years, and they had been at war basically since 1939, with the exception of 7 years, five between World War I and Korea, and two between Korea and Vietnam. But that had nothing to do with it at all. Just saying, you know. The third wave didn't agree with the second wave over what feminism was, because they said it was based on middle-class white chicks, apparently. That's what the second wave called feminism. And the third wave didn't agree. There wasn't enough color to it. Seems kind of odd. But like I said, this is also the segment where the really extremist feminist movement came out of, the, you know, down with the patriarchy chicks. The fourth wave, if you want to attribute that there is one, started about 2012 with the Me Too movement that brought us all the joy of toxic masculinity that has flourished in the male world ever since then as a conversation. Now, history level lesson over. And, you know, just to be clear, my name's Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for all things man. Big shout out to the Fallible Nation. That's the group that's been supporting us since the beginning. And a warm welcome to our first time listeners. A, thank you for your time. We know there's a lot competing for your attention. And the fact that you're giving us a try, I appreciate that greatly. I hope you enjoy it. Be sure to reach out to me at the Fallible Man on most platforms, preferably Instagram. That's my primary platform outside of the podcast. And if you really enjoy it, be sure and leave us a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for checking us out. B, please don't grade us on this show. Go back and look at another one, because for the first time in the history of the Fallible Man Podcast, I'm going to do a rant. I've never done a rant show, but today I'm just on fire with it. So it's going to be a very different show than our normal show. I encourage you to come back, try one of their other episodes, see what we're normally about. I'm all about actionable takeaways. And today I'm just about information. So now, guys, here's my quandary, right? It's my interesting quandary I have to deal with. I am the father of two daughters, and I will be the first one to punch you for trying to tell me that my daughters can't do things or put stupid limits on them. Just not going to fly. I also have seven nieces and a bunch of amazing women in my life. I've been surrounded by women all of my life. However, I think feminism, as it is today, is a bunch of lies that they're telling women, and I won't tolerate that either. Now, all these bro feminists popping up are just trying to get a bite. They really are just the embarrassing males who aren't strong enough mentally to be the men they're meant to be. Sadly, even the women that they're sucking up to, the feminists, find them weak and pathetic, really have no desire to have meaningful connection with them. All you got to do is watch it. You may think I'm wrong, but that's fine. You can have your opinion. All you got to do is actually watch this stuff unfold in real time, and it's very, very obvious. I will say, while I am not a feminist, real men are pro-women. Not pro-feminists, pro-women. Modern feminism tells women that men don't value them as a whole, and that men see them as less than men, which is so not true of real men. I talk to men every day. I talk to men all the time. And guess what? I've never met men who look down on women. Like, it just doesn't happen. I met some really weak soy boys. I've met a lot of women that hate on other women. But I've never met men of value that actually look down on women. Worse, modern feminism tells women. It tells women that they're not valuable. I don't understand that. Feminism has become a political tool. It's not a movement anymore. It makes women believe that they have to be like men instead of valuing that they are unique and their own amazing, and that they're their own amazing creature with their own amazing purposes and strengths that are different than that of men. It tells them that they must be super aggressive towards men and that men see them as inferior because they're not men. Wake up call. We don't want women to be men. Men understand the value of good women. We love their differences from us, which is why we come rushing to help when stupid things like inferior men try to come into your sports. We don't want you to be men. Your differences make us better, and together we make each other better. A yin and a yang. You can get into the argument of equity versus equality. Let me give you the best example of that. The UFC tried equality, and men who wanted to say that they were women cracked the skulls of two different female fighters at different times because of the sheer biological differences between men and women. Both women who got injured were excellent fighters in their own division. But they allowed men to fight and pretend they were women and fight these actual biological women, and both women are injured for the rest of their lives. Or we can go with equity, in which women are given an equal venue to fight at a pro level, but against other women without a biological advantage. Then they can find out who's the best among their peers, and men can do the same in their division. Saying we aren't different is just ignorance. Now, I can already hear me getting kicked off another platform as I speak, because I've already been kicked off one, it seems. But the truth is, we are different all the way down to our bones, quite literally. There's nothing wrong with that. We were meant to be different. And the feminine movement is trying to tell women they aren't good enough at being exactly the amazing creatures that they're supposed to be. Not because there's a limit, but because they're not men, and that's good. Feminism is a political tool that seeks to divide us at our differences, just like they try to get racially dividing at our differences in racism, which is stupid, the fact that that's still ever even a discussion. Instead, celebrate the differences that make us all better together and appreciate them. Men are meant to be a certain way. Women are designed to be a certain way, and together we make something totally amazing. Now, for all the men out there, keep the faith. defend women as we've always done. Protect them from the feminists. Protect them from the soy boys that support the feminists. And watch them thrive. My daughters, I can't wait to see all the amazing things they're going to do as they grow up. Not because they have to. Not because they're supposed to be the same as... No. Because they're amazing young women, and they're going to grow into even more amazing young women. I can't wait to watch them thrive. And trust me, don't get in my way and try and say they can't. There are certain differences in men and women, and that's okay. There are certain things they won't be able to do because they're girls, and that's okay. There are certain things I can't do as a man because I'm a man and not a woman. For all you soy boys out there sucking up to feminists, they don't care. It makes you look weak in their eyes. They can say they want a man who's in touch and supportive of their cause. The truth is they want men who are strong and have their own thoughts, opinions, who doesn't need them. Men with a purpose who are going somewhere and building their own life. So if you're that guy, the guy who's going somewhere, who has his own thoughts and opinions, the guy who has a purpose and is building something, who is strong enough to just be the man you're meant to be, keep being you. If you're on the other category, do yourself a favor. Stop. Go become your own man. You're going to be happier. I promise. End rant. I'm done with it at this point. It is Friday. So Fridays, we like to shout out our users, our listeners. Users, wrong platform. Sorry. We like to shout out our listeners by reading one of the views, because the reviews you guys leave us incredibly help us, especially since it appears like I got kicked off a platform. So Haley8163 posted a 5-star review. Great show, a must listen show for all men looking to improve their lives in any way. Haley8163, thank you so much. It really does help us with the algorithms. You know, guys, all understand, whether you're a podcaster or you just play with social media, you all understand algorithms are a pain in all of our consolidated butts. And these reviews really help us. So thank you for that. If you want to hear your review read on the show, you got to leave us a review. That's part of it. And then we'll grab it from there. As always, guys, thanks for hanging out with us today. Be better tomorrow because of what you do today. We'll see you on the next one.
This has been the Fallible Man Podcast. Your home for everything man, husband, and father. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a show. Head over to www.thefallibleman.com for more content and get your own Fallible Man gear.